Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It's 11 past nine. Lloyd Kennelwell joins me now and took Vedora to the West last weekend. Morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Cozzy. How are you going?
I'm good, mate. How did Vedora pull up?
She seems not too bad. Obviously, it was a disappointing way to finish her campaign, but it obviously wasn't meant to be, and we're all allowed to have an off day, and she obviously had one of those off days, so we'll forgive her for that, and we've got one more chapter to go before she's off to start, I would think. So she'll have a nice little break. She came back to Melbourne yesterday morning and had our vets go over and our physio go over this morning, and off to the farm, down to Merrick Station on the Mornington Peninsula for a nice little rest for a month.
Did they find anything, any issue at all?
Not really, mate. There's a little bit of muscle soreness, but just general muscle soreness, which is nothing really. A lot of horses deal with that, so she'll be fine. I don't really find any real major issues with her, so we'll just roll with that. And she's pretty resilient sort of mare, so we'll get her back not too distant future.
When you look at her, you haven't really given her a hammering, so she's had her runs pretty well spaced, hasn't she?
Yeah, she has. I think she's had six or seven runs for the calendar year, and they've been in five different states. Obviously, setting horses for big races, though, you do have them in work and preparing them for a fairly long period of time, and she's not getting any younger, and you just got to try and look after them, maintain them to get that brilliance out of them. But she obviously did the right thing by us and won us a Group 1 this campaign, which was great.
You tend to forget she's six-year-old Rising Seven.
Yeah, she hasn't been over-raced, and that should hold her in pretty good stead as a broodmare, I would think, for later on as well. But we're obviously we found out early that her best pattern of racing is to space her runs and keep her fresh, and hence the reason we want to have one good last roll of the dice with her for everyone involved.
Now, when you bring her back, obviously, the autumn, what will you look at?
Look, there's a fair few races, obviously. She has literally just left on the truck to go to the farm, so I'm going to have a good look at some of the races in the coming days. Well, now that she's out, I can sit there and relax and work out what we want to set her for and exactly what time frame we've got. But she's got to have around a month out just to recover and get over the trip that she's had from Sydney and Perth, and we'll sit down and work that out in due course. But Adelaide probably does look a little bit, but we'll work all that out in the coming days.
Lloyd, when you look at her form, she's won over the 1,000 and the 1,200, 1,000 to 1,200. In your mind, is she best when she's just super fresh over 1,000, or where do you reckon she's at her optimum?
Oh, look, her form's pretty good all across the board, I think, cos. So obviously she is very good fresh, and hence the reason we always space her runs. So I think that answers your question pretty clearly, that she's obviously a good fresh horse. So we just try and do the right thing by her, and hopefully we can get those results with the last few starts that she will have in the autumn campaign.
Now, you've made the move to Victoria. That's been a successful move for you.
Yeah, it's been very good. Been very happy with the way we've settled in. We've probably had half a dozen city winners, including a Group 1 and some provincial and country winners as well, with not a lot of runners. So looking to expand the stable in January, and always looking for some nice horses to come into the stable. And we've got some lovely young horses coming through. So happy to accommodate anyone that wants to get involved.
How many have you got in the camp there at the moment?
So we've only got 18 boxes. We've got 17 horses here. There's obviously a few young two-year-olds here that are in and out a little bit at the moment. And we've still got obviously a full stable in Adelaide of 23. So there's a few horses floating around. Just trying to pick the best quality ones to have in Melbourne that are suitably placed. And there's a couple more coming from Adelaide tonight on the truck.
All right, well, good luck, and good to know Vedora's pulled up okay. Out to the paddock now, and then you'll come back for one last roll of the dice before stud.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I think it should be a good swan song for her. Hopefully we can get a nice result. One more Group 1 would be great.